Comedy Mushroom Cold Podcast. Ooh, we're peaking a little bit. We better fucking chill. All right, everything seems to be working. We're crushing it, guys. It's another day in paradise. Just another day in paradise. Hopefully that doesn't get us a YouTube strike. Let's do some dates before we swear. How about we do that? Today I've got an apartment show. You're not invited. Sorry. Get your money up if you want to come to this apartment show. The best part about this apartment show is that two like actual real comics live there. And I mean, I consider myself a real comic and the other people on the show to be real comics as well. But like Natasha Pearl Hansen, and I forget what her boyfriend's name is or husband or whatever. They live in this building and like they'll stop by beforehand and just be like, yeah, there's no way you could pay me enough to do this. And it's like, yeah, great to know. But there is enough money that you can pay me to do it, and that's why we're doing it. And I also like this place. Shout out to Ezra, if he ever watches this. Is it Ezra? Yeah, because I thought it was Ira, but it's actually Ezra. Shout out, Ezra. Excited to see you later. 425, that's tomorrow, the 25th of April. That'll be Chicago Brews Back. That's the fundraiser that I'm doing in the suburbs at a brewery. I don't really remember exactly which brewery. It's on my website, rayrobertscomedy.com. 426, that's Saturday. That's Comedy Clubhouse. That's a 9:45 show. Late night, staying up late. Got to get that $10 for 15 minutes or $15 for 10 minutes. Hey, that's what it's all about, is piecing that shit together. Already swore, but didn't say the F word, so I think we're allowed to say that one. That one you're allowed to say on TV most of the time now, so that's fine. 428, that is Monday. Monday at the Comedy Bar doing Vic Pandia's show. That'll be very exciting. And then we're into May. If you book any shows and have any May, June, July, August, September, any availability, really, hit me up. I would love to probably do it. 5-9, because my May is pretty light so far, and I know things will fill in, but it's one of those things where you kind of like panic a little bit at the end of every month, looking at the next month, and you're like, what have I done? 5-9. I'm at Interchange Theater in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I love opening those shows. Like, they all have a stand-up guy go first, or woman, I guess, or non-binary person, I guess, go up, and it's Milwaukee, so I don't know if they're, whatever. They'll have, basically a comedy warm-up person, and then they'll do, like, an intermission, and then improv will go up. And, like, a lot of times they'll book, like, two comics, but, like, when I do it, they let me do it by myself. So I get to do, like, a longer set. That'll be very fun. Those rooms either love or hate me, and I enjoy it every single time. So that's 5-9 at Interchange. 5-13, that's Chicago Underground Comedy. I forget exactly where that is. It's like an actual place. So we'll pull it up. Not like a actual place. Like, it's not like it's at the Beat Kitchen. So like an actual place. I didn't want you to think it was at like a club or something. At the Beat Kitchen. Babs Comedy Club on 5-16. That'll be my first time doing that room. That'll be very fun. It's supposed to be a great room. I'm excited to try it out. I think it's a little bit in the suburbs, but not too far away. And then 5-17, I am judging a roast battle in Kenosha. Brian LeConte's doing a roast battle in Kenosha, and he asked if I would want to like roast or be on the judging, and I'm just not great at roasts. I either go too far or not far enough. And it's something that, like, sure, I should maybe work on, but I'm just not going to. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's worth my time most of the time. Like, I honestly feel like roasting is, like, like what comedians do. Like, it's how we kind of, like, flex on each other, really. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, we can all write jokes, or like most, some of us can write jokes. The rest of us write roast battles. No, like you can write jokes. And so then like you're just kicking it outside, maybe smoking a cigarette, smoking a joint or something, and having a good time. Just dicking around with friends and like making fun of each other, and like that's our thing. And then like people were like, oh, we could probably make some money off of this, so let's do roast battle shows. And then like people whatever, who cares. So I'm not good at writing them, but I can judge them. I don't know, I can be a mean bitch for a little bit, and I have to do 5 for each person, but whatever. And then the biggest news today, this is a big commercial for Joe Briggs's comedy special, The Boys Are Back. It's on YouTube, coming out at 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central. So, I mean, if you're seeing this, it's probably available for you. And if not, it's available very quickly after that. So go watch it. I did like a guest spot on the second show. It's a good time. It's going to be a good, it was great. Like 2 banger shows. He like sold out the cabaret room at Hilarities and just like murdered. And then like made a special out of it too. So like, I'm excited to see the final product. And like, it's always weird when like you get some sort of like live taping and you're like, oh, this murdered in the room. Like, it's very important to get like the crowd noise, and they like got a guy who just like did only sound and was like, this is like, I measured where like the sound peaks come from, like the speakers, to make sure that I got crowd noise. So I'm excited for that. But cool. Yeah, I miss, sorry about it. I missed last week. Still trying to get used to, like, the new just YouTube kind of deal set up. Because, like, I miss doing, like, the audio part of it. Because, like, I'm going to be honest, I don't watch these back. I'll listen, like, when I would do the audio, I would listen to them, because sometimes I'll, like, get into, like, a good little groove and find, like, a joke or something, or be like, that was a really good point, Ray. Maybe we should expand on that more. And, like, instead of just, like, talking shit all the time, maybe do something about it. Sometimes you just black out. I don't know if anybody out there kind of understands this, but, like, when you're, like, performing, or, like, you're doing a podcast, or you're doing something, like, you kind of just have to, like, suspend disbelief of, like, the real world around you, and just, like, give up. Like, when I'm doing my open mic recaps, right? Every time I do a mic or a show, I do, like, a quick little 3-minute video on YouTube Shorts. Then I'll put it in my Instagram stories, but the full things are always on Shorts. Just because I want to build up my YouTube more, and it just seems like they are more fair about paying people and whatnot. And fuck Mark Zuckerberg and Meta, really. But like, obviously things are on Instagram, so you have to put them up. So I put it up there as like as a advertisement for it. So go watch those. But like, when you do them, you have to like almost, especially if like somebody else is around, I like doing them on my walk home. Like whether it's right after I park my car, or like I get off of the train and I've got like that half mile walk home, I like to think about it and like ruminate on what I kind of want to talk about. Then I record it, and it's not at all what I wanted to talk about. Most of the, like, this is the only thing that I have like a rundown for, is this podcast, is because if I'm going to like keep your attention through a plastic box in a tripod, I should probably be semi-organized. But everything else, fuck off, right? Like, you know what you've signed up for at this point, and if you don't, then you need to catch up quick. That's kind of how it works around here. Other people will ease you into their bullshit. I'm just going to assume that you'll catch on eventually, and if you can't hold on, then you fall off and you weren't supposed to be here in the first place, right? That seems fair to me. Not everything's for everybody. Why are we making everything for everybody? Whatever. But yeah, I missed last week. There was a point to me telling you about the shorts thing. Whatever, who cares? But yeah, oh yeah, because, like, I don't watch these back, I listen to the thing, and, like, I go onto, like, the YouTube Shorts, and I've been doing that, and you have to, like, block out the outside world, because, like, it's dumb what we're doing here. Like, I'm talking to a plastic box inside of a light ring while my cats are sleeping, or trying to sleep. Like, this didn't just, like, happen. I had to set all of this up. Like, I wanted to do a video of me setting up, like, this, it's a corner of my one-bedroom apartment. I think you can tell by how this is done in portrait, and not, like, landscape. We're changing things. You can see where the alien guy fell down That just happened because of gravity. But we're also going to be like, I try to set it up so you can't see it, but like, there's a fucking desk right here. Like, there's a, like, there, like, I'm cornered in. So I'm trying to, like, we're going to be moving her desk soon. So she has a better place to set up. So I'm going to try to get it set up, like, so I can do this the correct way that you're supposed to do it. But, like, I like this way. But I'm sure that the algorithms like it better if it was in the correct way. But I don't know. I also have to figure out how to get the audio going again. I've got no problem setting it up again myself and starting from new, or like moving over my RSS feed and all that shit. But I would much rather not do that if that's possible. But I guess that's what we'll do today, is figure that out and text Jeremy and figure that out. Shout out Golden Ox Studio. I'll still tag him and everything because they let me do it, this shit for free for a long time. And they rip. And if I ever make money, I'm going to whatever. It's one of those, like, you got to remember the buddies, all right? And that's, like, the cool thing about Joe's special is, like, I just went over there. Like, he did it at Hilarities. He's, if not my best friend, one of my best friends. And he's filming a special. And, like, I don't, you know when, like, you've got, like, those buds that, like, you can just, like, cut right through the bullshit. And, like, everybody else is like, hey, maybe you should do this. And it's like, hey, just, like, you've known somebody long enough, and, like, the reason why you're best friends is, like, you're on a wavelength, and, like, I'm not, like, talking out of school or anything, and it happens to me, like, just when, like, you're wiling, and, like, I'll text Tyler stuff from time to time and be like, am I tripping? And he'll be like, yeah, you're just being a fucking idiot. And, like, so it's nice to have somebody there. And, like, I wanted to be there to watch it. Like, it's a big step for my buddy, and I honestly think it's going to be, like, a big thing. Like, he's hilarious. He's really good. He's pretty well-connected. He's in New York. So, I mean, this could be, like, one of those, like, dumb things that, like launches my friend into being, like, a successful working comic. And he's already a successful working comic. Like, I don't mean, like, he could be, like, legit. So, like, that's cool. I, like, wanted to be there for my buddy. And I don't think that's weird. And, like, so I'm, like, in, like, his special thanks for being there. And, like, I got to do a guest spot and stuff at, like, Hilarity. So, like, it was, like, worth my time. And I got to be seen funny at, like, one of the best clubs in the country, if not the best club in the country. I haven't been to a better one yet. I mean, there are ones that I've had better shows on. But, like, it's home, I guess. I don't know. Not home, but, like, the biggest, like, I did a weekend there and, like, a couple, like, little showcasey things. Like, I've done the cabaret more than I've done the main room. But it's, like, it's Hilarities. It's, like, the place. And he filmed a special in the cabaret. Like, it's awesome. And you want to be there for your buddy. So I'm excited for that to come out. And, like, that's what we're all doing this dumb shit for. But, like, I don't know. You just have to, like, pretend that, like, it's not, it's, like, it's real. I had, like, a real weird, like, mentally, I've been kind of out of it since Alaska. I think it's just, I've been in too many altitudes this month. Like, being in an airplane, being on top of mountains, being in, like, low altitudes, being in fucking, like, Duluth this weekend, and being in the UP and driving up and down hills and shit. Like, I think that it eventually just wears on you. Either that or just, like, I'm tired and, like, my brain's like, hey, how about you take a fucking beat? But, like, this week I haven't really, I mean, I've done, like, mics and shit, and I've got, like, a few shows this weekend, but, like, I haven't been doing that much, and, like, your brain just gets fucking, like, restless, because it's used to doing everything. But I think you need, like, little peaks and valleys like this. But, like, I just, like, was watching, like, the McAfee show, and, like, obviously, like, I love the Pat McAfee show, but you're watching it, and you're like, it's so silly that, like, this is a thing. Like, I'm talking to a plastic box, and it's gonna go to the whole fucking world. Now, like, 7 people will watch it, maybe. Or, like, when I'm doing my stupid recaps, like, hundreds of people will see it, maybe. Like, and it's like, okay, like, that's cool. Like, I have, like, outreach to that many people, and hopefully it, like, hits certain people, and they like it or whatnot. But, like, I don't know. It's just, like, live makes sense. You're in front of another person. We've been, like, talking shit, and, like, humans are a communicative animal anyways, and, like, just, like, talking shit in front of people and, like, keeping their attention makes way more sense. But, like, just, like, creating a little fake world in my apartment, it makes zero sense. So, long story short, we're trying to figure it out. It's going to change. mostly because that fell. It's like, okay, well, why not move all of this shit? But, like, we're going to have to readjust a bunch of shit. So it's going to be a fucking haul. We've got, like, shit all over the walls here, and we should have thought this through before we put it up. But YOLO and a half, I guess. But the reason I wasn't here last week, I did a fundraiser. I went to a fundraiser for the girls' school. And it's like, it's nice because, like, I don't know, we're good white people. She's like Hillary Swank in every fucking, she's a white savior, principal. And I mean, it's nice. Like, I give her shit all the time because I tell her that she's Hillary Swank in like every movie about schools. But she does a good job. And like, their school had like, it's in like the north side of Milwaukee. There was like a shooting at the park that they go to high school that they go to recess at. So then like the mayor and the cops showed up to like do a bunch of propaganda last week. And then like the day after that, they had like their big fundraiser for the school that they do every year, I guess. And apparently they made a bunch of money off of it. But it's like a really weird thing for me to be at because it's like I don't know how to act at those. And I like, when I was in politics, I had to be at fundraisers all the time, but I was like getting paid, and I like knew my role there was to like make sure that my candidate was happy and make sure that like people were like seated correctly, or that we got like the right amount of information from everybody, you know, or like we collected all the checks. Like whoever said that they were going to give us like X amount of dollars, we wanted to make sure that they gave us X amount of dollars, right? We're like, this one, I'm just there. I don't do well at just being places. I think that's what it is. Like, I always am looking for something to do. I think it's, like, a people-pleasing thing. I think it has to do with I just realized a fucking typo in my notes that nobody else would have seen, but I would have noticed. Well, like, I don't know if it's, like, a masking ADHD thing, which we'll get to our head of Health and Human Services or whatever the fuck he is, fucking trying to round up all the autists, which is, like, whatever. And then masking and, like, trying to be normal and, like, okay, what I can do is just be busy so they won't notice that I have no idea what's going on. And, like, if I'm fucking up, at least I'm doing something, right? They only know that you don't know what's going on if you're not doing anything. And, like, that's why I'm not good at hanging out at comedy shows. It's, like, I need to be doing something. Or I'm not good at, like, random hangs. Like, if I'm, like, I will smoke weed and sit at home by myself all day. I like, it's great. I can entertain myself. I can like fucking write something, read something. Like if there's another person, it's like, oh, I need to like be entertained. Like, you know, you just feel like you need to be doing something, or you're like, ooh, I'm not talking. Like I should be talking more. And like, you just think about what other people see you as more. And that's what I had to be at like this fundraiser. So I was just like sitting at a table by myself because like I had to be there. I wanted to be there to support my girlfriend and, like, all the work that she does. But, like, also, I don't have school fundraiser money. I don't have, like, help black kids get out of poverty money quite yet. Maybe that'd be great if I got some soon. My girlfriend got me into this for free because she runs this bitch money. So, and it's like, all right, cool, I'll talk to, like, the fucking staff, because that's who I have, like, who am I going to talk to? These fucking rich people who, like, could fund this entire school, but are like, I'll just give, like, $500, and it's like, yeah, but you could probably give, like, $10,000. What are you giving money to otherwise? Like, how much money are you saving off of your taxes by, like, invest, like, keep moving your investments around at the right time? Like, how about we give that money? But, like, I can't have those conversations, and, like, people would want to be, like, oh, like, talking about comedy shit, like, get me started, I won't stop, and, like, nobody can fucking relate to that. Like, we'll kind of get to it when I go over Duluth, but, like, normal people always, like, want to, like, they'll try to, like, bring stuff up, and, like, that's the thing about podcasting now, is, like, people think that they know more than they actually know. It goes back to the roast battle thing. Like, yeah, like, we want, it's the line from The Departed. I like my feds like I like mushrooms. We keep them in the dark and feed them shit. Like, that's what the same thing with, like, comedy fans should be. Like, there's too much, there's too much access. Like, we can't be cool anymore. Like, and it's very funny because I'm not cool. The one thing that I do that's cool is the only thing that I like doing in life, and that's performing on stage. But, like, we'll jump to it. Fuck it. Like, I was at this fundraiser. It was weird. It was awkward because I don't have anything to... And, it, like, it happened in the UP. I was in Nagani, Michigan in the UP. I co-headlined Pasquale's Pizza. It doesn't sound as cool as it actually was. They've got, like, a legit stage that's, like, inside of a weird cage. It was a pretty light show. There were, like, two tables that really fucked with what I had going on. I was doing 40. And then, like, there were, like, these random two, like, lonely hecklers. Like, they weren't even hecklers, but you could just hear them being like, oh, God, I hope this is over soon. And, like, eventually I was like, you know that I can hear you. Like, I understand that, like, this isn't for you, but, like, shut up. You know, you have to deal with it. I have to be up here for 40 minutes, so, like, have fun. And I pointed it out. Like, it was the two people that were, like, one guy who, like, ended up coming around. It just took a minute for him to get my vibe of, like, yeah, I don't agree with you on anything, but trust me, you're going to end up laughing. But, like, he was, like, the third wheel, and then it was this lady in a group of, like, seven people, but they, like, sat her by herself. So I was like, it's always the fucking people who are by themselves that have, like, the most to say. Like, you're a lonely, unhappy person. And then the lady's like, well, you can see all of my friends here. And I was like, yeah. And they sat you by yourself. Like, your friends that you just claimed sat you by yourself because you're so unbearable to deal with. And even they know it. Like, sorry that you don't. And it's just, like, it's very funny that it's always them who, like, think that they could do something. And, I don't know, especially, like, when people, like, before you go up to, like, break the, or, like, to get the crowd in the mood, they do a, like, street joke competition where, like, they bring three people up to do street jokes just to get everybody in. And then, like, I had to follow street jokes. So, like, I opened with a street joke. It's a good street joke. It's my favorite street joke. And, like, that murdered. And it was, like, good. And you're just like, all right, let's, like, settle in. Let's have some fun. And they just weren't a thinking crowd. But, like, there were a couple of tables that were into it. And, like, one of the tables that was super into it came up to me after the show and was like, hey, you want to come outside and smoke weed with us? And I was, like, in a strange town, and it was, like, kind of raining. And it's, like, one of those towns that doesn't really have, like, street lights. What the fuck? Street lights at it. And, like, I don't know, and driving while you're high is a bad idea. We'll start there. Obviously, we know that driving while... high driving is impaired driving, or whatever the fucking signs say. Puff, puff, pass on the weed if you're gonna drive. And that's what I was like, no, I have to, like, drive back to the motel that I'm staying in. Real weird motel. It was nice enough. It was free, so, like, that's great, but, like... very strange, called the Triangle Motel. Nice enough people, good enough spot, but it just, like, it's always very weird, staying at a place where they're just, like, lock the keys in when you're done, and then, like, it smelled like it hadn't been used in 6 months, like, something, like, whatever. Clean enough, I didn't get, like, hepatitis or whatever, but, like, I was very excited to be in an Econo Lodge the next night, if that makes sense. They invited me to go smoke weed with them, and I was like, nah, whatever, I gotta drive. And then I was like, do you know what, fuck it, like, sorry to, like, switch, I'll go out, I'll hang with you. Like, it's not often people, like, offer to, like, kick it with you, at least with me, like, it's a newer thing. And it's just like, yeah, I'll come smoke with you, like, no problem. And I just, like, took one hit, especially once, like, she, like, packed the bowl, and she's like, yeah, I threw a little infused in here. And it's like, I would have liked to have known that before I, like, signed up for this. Which, whatever. I was already on, like, a fucking... I went on, like, a wild goose hunt chase for weed. Because, like, my card wouldn't let me pull out money at ATMs, like, some weird security thing. So I had to do fucking cash back at a Dollar General. And then it would only let me take $10 out. So, like, yeah, I'm, like, short on money or whatever, but, like, not that short. And, like, it, like, wouldn't let me do it. So I had to go in and, like, change my fucking weed order. And like, I had like a couple of pre-rolls that were like 24, 25 set up. And he's like, oh, you can do like three of these. Oh, that was very Wisconsin. Oh, you can do these, like these three pre-rolls and it'll be under $10. And I'm like, sick, perfect, throw it in there. And they were 31%. So I got like trick fucked a little bit. So like that, I was already like dealing with that. But then this lady threw infused in there. So I like took a hit and like, we were just standing in a circle talking and like, I don't, they expect you to be, and I'm not interesting. Like, it's not like I know a lot about laws, I guess. I know about, but like nobody wants to talk about laws. Like, I was talking about weed laws in Wisconsin and they were like, that's crazy. And I was like, yeah, there's like the Bar League that's going on. That sounds like the fucking Justice League. But it's just a bunch of people who like run bars in Wisconsin that refuse to let weed pass because nobody would want it. So whatever. Nobody would want to go to their bars anymore because weed's so much better than alcohol and makes your brain better instead of destroying it. But booze rules. Keep on it. but like, I was just like talking to these people about it, and like you could just tell that their interest was like waning. And then there's like no good way to dismount a conversation of like, all right, I did my hit of weed. This isn't fun. You're not having fun either because I'm a little high and going to be really awkward. I have to go say goodbye to everybody. You kind of stole me from other people who like my shit, which is fine. Like, I had a good time and it was nice meeting you guys if you're watching this. But it was like, all right, I don't have a nice way to like get out of conversations yet. So I was like, all right, guys, I for real have to go say goodbye to the owner. I have to go say goodbye to the headliner or the other headliner who called me as opener, which whatever. I got brought into co-headline because they didn't want this guy to do a whole headline set by himself. So, like, for him to call me his opener is very funny. And it's happened to other people. So, whatever. I don't feel bad about it. But then it was just like, oh, okay. Like, bye? And, like, they were kind of, like, offended that I... Like, what am I supposed to do? Go back to your... Like, what did you want this to end with? Like, we're just going to be like, all right, peace out. Like, oh, we're not best friends. I'm so sorry. So that was Michigan. It's fine. Like, I don't know. It's just like one of those towns that like doesn't care about anything but Trump, and like the only thing that they learn from about the outside world is like Fox News. That's it. Fox News and Facebook. They all grew up around there, never left, and like just know this, like know each other, and like that's fine. That's good for your life. Not like you're not gonna enjoy my comedy because I'm not talking about how Starbucks is just expensive foo-foo coffee. Like, that's not my jam. That's just not going to be for me. Then the next night, I was in Duluth for two shows. That was super fun. I love Minnesota. Duluth fucking rips. It was at Dublin. It's like an Irish bar that's got like a back room that they do like karaoke and comedy in. Packed out room, packed out shows. that's very funny. I knew that was a mistake to pull that up while I was in here, while I was doing this. I pulled up, like, my text messages on my computer to make sure I wasn't missing anything, and, like, the exact, like, conversation, like, the exact thing I was gonna do, Tyler said I should have done. But they, there were, like, those protests, what was it called, like, 50-51 or some shit like that, or 50-50, 51-50, whatever those protests are, which are, like, fine. Like, it's great seeing people protest, and it makes me really proud to be an American that, like, people are fighting back and that, like, people in, like, Duluth, Minnesota are seeing it. Or, like, when I was driving there, like, what was the town? Ashland, Wisconsin? Like, even, like, little shit small towns, people are, like, protesting it. And that's awesome. I love it. It's good to see people motivated and going, but like also a protest is supposed to be like inconvenient for everybody around you, and like they're doing a good job of keeping people out of the streets so like the city can keep moving, but like that's also supposed to be part of the protest. Like Chicago, they shut down a large part of downtown so people could march and like protest and stuff like that, but like I don't know, call me old-fashioned, but like a protest is supposed to like actually like do something. I understand that like that's what's supposed to separate America from everywhere else is, like, nonviolent protesting. And I would love to believe in it. But when they're snatching people off of the streets that are here legally, and like they're already like they're making again we're gonna get to it they're making a registry of people with autism so they can like fucking round them up. That's not what they're saying they're going to do, but that's what they're going to, like, we're well past nonviolent protesting or like convenient protesting. Like, you're doing it on Saturday, so like nobody's missing work, you're not in the streets, so you're not inconveniencing anybody really. And then, like, there's going to be cops there, and since it's Saturday, like, they're going to get time and a half. They're going to call. So, like, you're paying the cops more money. Like, the people you're protesting, the people who voted for the guy you're protesting against, are getting paid more money because you're protesting in that way. Like, sure, would they get more money if, like, they had to show up in riot gear to, like, shut down a protest? Probably. But also, like, some of them are going to get injured. So, it's, like, it's, it makes it. So, like, whatever. But it was just, like, very interesting. It's nice, it's cool, it's fun to see, but, like, I don't know. Let's set more Teslas on fire, if I had to pick something. Because, like, Elon Musk is already, like, since the economy's, like, kind of tanked, and, like, they've realized that they can't do it, and now they're just going to kind of build it back up and, like, say that they're heroes because they, like, did this tariff bullshit and then, like, ramped it back up and, like, whatever. They're just, like, being fucking idiots and, like, creating issues for themselves to solve. It's Nazi 101, but we're not doing Nazi updates. Loved Duluth. First show was fine. It was a perfectly good show. It was a 6 p.m. show on a Saturday. So, like, I understand that, like, we were talking about it before the show, like, me, the headliner, and, like, the host. Everybody did well. I didn't really watch the headliner that much. Especially the second show, we'll get there, but, like, I don't, like, we were all talking, like, a 6 p.m. on a Saturday is fine, but, like, people were, like, ordering dinner in the middle of it, and it's a small room, so it's kind of disruptive, and, like, the late show was very fun. It was at 8:30, and we were saying, like, an 8:30 late show is good because, like, they've had a few drinks, but they're not too drunk, which, like, the headliner got too drunk, so, like, that's very funny, that she said that, and, like, I don't, it's just, like, a very fun town. Like, half of it, like, you have to go down basically a mountain to get to, like, their downtown, and, like, that was a joke. I was, like, I didn't realize that I actually needed breaks until I was, like, in this town, because, like, it's all uphill to get to one part, or all downhill, and, like, it snows crazy. It's, like, Duluth, Minnesota. It's way the fuck up there, but it's, like, a very cool little, like, port town. It almost reminds me of, like, a Baltimore, but, like, northern, and not as big, and a lot less black people. Yeah, that's about right, but, like, it's kind of got, like, that same feel. But yeah, like, the headliner got too drunk for, like, the late show, and she was nice, she was a sweet lady, bought one of, the, like, the pre-rolls that I bought, so I made a little bit of money off that, so that's nice. I didn't try, like, I wasn't gonna be like, well, it was actually $3.50, I told her it was $5, But yeah, so during the late show, since she got, like, too drunk, and, like, I'm very liberal, obviously, like, actual liberal, like, whatever it is, where, like, everything that, like, keeps you alive should be free, and then we'll, like, build from that. I don't think that that's, like, crazy. Where I think that she's, like, after looking at her fucking social media, she's, like, an annoying liberal. One of, like, the normal, and she's not annoying, but, like, she's that in that vein of liberals of, like, we're gonna share these, like, unoriginal, like, you know how they, like, make fun of, like, boomers for sharing, like, conservative memes, but then they come up with, like, a million, like, the big fat-faced J.D. Vance thing, and they're like, this'll show him, and it's like, that doesn't really show him. Like, you're owning him online while he's, like, fucking stealing your neighbors. Like, you don't have a Mexican restaurant because they deported the whole fucking place, but you fucking got him with your Facebook messages. that's not helpful. But, like, so she, like, got too hammered, and, like, I don't know, like, I was doing, like, pretty good, like, liberal, like, swinging stuff, and then, like, going back and forth, like, just doing my thing. I had, like, a great second show, like, incredible, like, that's exactly what I want to be doing, and, murdered, and then was just, like, sitting outside of the room, in the bar place, so, like, if you go to the bathroom, you'll see us, and, like, this one dude stopped and, like, hung out for, like, 15 minutes, and he was like, she's just not, like, doing it for me. Do you care? And I was like, yes, but, like, please, like, just be cool and go back in there. Like, I can't have, like, a group of people out here kicking it with me. Like, I know that I had and it's happened before where I've had to, like, tell people of, like, hey, I know that, like, my thing was, like, more of what you were looking for, but, like, you have to go. Like, thank you. This is nice, but this this is hurting me more than helping me. I need you to know that. Like, if, like, the headliner, like, snitched to the booker, they're going to believe them over me and saying that I was, like, being a fucking distraction. Like, that happened to me in Kenosha, where I, like, murdered the first show. And then, like, people were coming out to, like, sit with me and, like, hang out. And I was like, bud, you can't, like, you have to go back in. And, like, the second night, I didn't even try. And, like, people, like, the owner and, like, his wife were pissed that, like, I didn't, like, tell people to go back into the show sooner. Like, hey, sorry that they want to hang out with me and not watch this fucking dickhead. Like, he wasn't good. So they got, and I haven't, like, worked there since because, like, maybe I'm just too much. Like, it's what happens when you let, like, actually funny things into, like, whatever little world that you've curated. Like, sorry that what you find funny isn't funny, to, like, real people. Like, you'll find, like, that little vein of, like, suburban white people you're looking for. And then you craft it around them to keep them from bitching. But, like, that wasn't the issue in Duluth. She just was, like, probably going at the crowd a little too much and, like, not being funny, which happens. Everybody has a miss set. And then, like, this lady came out, and she was, like, sitting next to me, talking to me. And she was, like, 42, blonde hair, blue-eyed, like, we talked about her whole life. Like, she basically had me cornered in this bar for, like, a half hour, trying to talk to me about, like, what meds I'm on, because she's a massage therapist in Duluth who's, like, super into Trump. And I was like, this makes zero sense. She's also, like, a newborn Catholic, or, like, a recently transferred over Catholic. And I think it's because she married, like, this, like, younger white dude, and, like, he wanted to get married Catholic, and he's probably super into Trump. And, like, she even said that she's autistic, but, like, wouldn't listen when I was like, hey, this is what they're doing to autistic people right now, and this is what the Nazis did to them. And she's like, well, I don't really want to talk about it. And it's like, but that's your boy. You said that's your boy. So just, like, arguing with the people. Not even arguing. Like, having a good conversation. That's what we need to do. So I'm not, like, pissed about it. But, like, then she started telling me that, like, I'm too up all the time and I need to start taking Xanax. And I was like, yeah, man, I have, like, addiction problems. I'm not getting into Xanax. It's not going to happen. Like, I'm so sorry. So then she, like, wanted to tell me the story of how she converted to Catholicism, and she's like, I have to pee first. Will you let me tell you the story? And it's like, yeah, I'll sit here, like, just, like, come back, and I'll listen to your story, and then I have to go. She's like, fair. Then she was taken forever, then I had to pee. So I went to go pee, then I came back, and she wasn't there. So I was like, okay, sick. I'm going to use this as my way to get out the door. Me and Adam, the host, we're going to go smoke weed in the parking lot outside of my hotel, because I don't like to smoke and drive. So if you want to smoke and drive, that's up to you. But we're going to do it outside of where it's convenient for me. So I was like, and this lady cornered me, and I have to get away from her, if I can. Because I was going to listen to her story, but since she wasn't there, that's my out. So I was going to leave, and I saw her sitting at the table, I think crying to her husband about how I bailed on her. So, if you're that lady, sorry, about that, but also, like, learn how to conversate. I know you said that you're autistic, but, like, and you probably won't have to deal with it because you'll be in a camp soon because of who you voted for. But, like, I don't know. Like, don't tell people that they need to take certain drugs, especially when they tell you that they have addiction problems. And you just said that, like, you like mixing Xanax with with beer regularly. Like, you say you have to drink every night. So, like, whatever. Maybe you shouldn't be telling me what to do. Oh, other just real fun, stupid story. Last Tuesday was tax day. We kind of talked about it in the last episode that happened. I got postcards to send to people for letting me do their venues and shit like that. And I needed to get postcard stamps, which are cheaper, which was the point of the fucking thing. And so I go and get fucking postcard stamps. But I go to the post office on tax day. I didn't even think about it. And there's like a long ass line having to talk to the people at the windows. And like, so I was like, oh, I just need stamps anyways. I'm going to go to the self-service machine. There's a long ass line at the self-service machine. And like, here's a rule. If you don't know how to use the self, like if you need someone to show you how to use the self-service machine, get in the line to get help from a human. Right? Like, I understand if it's being forced on you. Like, if you go to Target or you go to Walmart and, like, there's nobody and you have to go to the self-scan and you fuck it up, that's fine. But if there's, like, people in, like, if there are people in the aisles or in the cash register machines and, like, the line's just shorter at the self-service and then you're gonna, like, throw a fit about having to do the self-service, that's not okay. That happened at the post office. Like, three people had to have somebody come out and help them because they were throwing a fit that they couldn't figure it out. And it's like, yeah, we have a line for you. That's with the people at the windows. You're the one making this line go so much slower when it's supposed to be the quicker one. I just need to buy 37 stamps. And then I finally get up there, and I saw another comic, Jason, fuck, what's his last name? Very funny. I saw him, he opened for Bill Squire at the Comedy Plex last month when I went and saw him. Very funny guy. I was talking to him in line. It's just like, he was right in front of me. So it's just like randomly talk, like networking at the post office. It's my turn finally, because like the chick behind me is like, I just need to buy stamps. And I was like, I just need to buy stamps too. And so I get in there and I like enter in how many I need. And then it individually prints like 40 postcard stamps or 30, like whatever it is. And just like the girl after me was about to lose her fucking mind. And I'm like, look, dude, you saw me. I did my part quick. Like, why is it not just sending me like a book of stamps, of like postcard stamps? I know they have to exist. So it like took me an extra like 10 minutes. Like, it took like a legit, not 10 minutes to like do the whole thing, but it took a legit 5 minutes for this to print out. And just standing there for 5 minutes while everybody was pissed. And like the post office lady being like, so do you need help? And I was like, no, I need zero help. This is just printing. She's like, why the fuck wouldn't it print out? And I was like, we're asking the same. I don't work here. You work here. Like, figure it out. All right, we'll get to it. That's the recap. If you just wanted to know about what's going on with my life and how talking to the general public's going, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Said he was gonna find the cure to autism by September. So good for him on that. Hopefully that works out. That seems very quick. That's not even 6 months from when he said it. So he must have a beat on that. And I really think what it is it's going to be like some sort of environmental thing. So they have to ship him to like one of his little drug camps or something to help them rehabilitate. And I understand that that might be a little paranoid, but like that's who the Nazis sent first were mentally handicapped people. And if we're going to say autistic people are mentally handicapped, like he's on the news or out in public saying that like autism, ADHD, narcolepsy was another one. And there was like another one that like he said like when he was growing up, he'd never heard of. And like the meme that's going around, it's like, yeah, you're right. They had to like take your fucking aunt and like drill or cousin or sister, whoever the fuck it was. I think it was his aunt. Like, they had to take your aunt and drill a hole in her head because she was like she was like manic and uncontrollable. But you're right, like shit like that didn't exist when you were growing up because they drilled holes in people's heads instead of like helping them get into society. And like, as a member of the neurodivergent community, I love being able to say that with my ADHD. It's not the same as autism, but like whatever, it's very similar, especially when it's like severe ADHD. I don't know, like having a cure for neurodivergence, like people are like, we don't need a cure. And it's like, yes, we want people to like live their lives and shit like that. Like, it's not like the X-Men. We're not like curing like their fucking special power. We're like helping people, like, what people who aren't neurodivergent don't under, like, it's a nice thing to be like, these people don't need fixed, they're just people. That's a great sentiment. But like, boy, would it be fucking nice to, like, wake up in the morning and just be like, all right, what do I have to do today? Not, like, have to play a game of, like, let's trick dopamine into helping my brain work today, where I have to, like, make the bed right off the bat, and then, like, go, like, I usually make the bed, blah, 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 go brush my teeth, so, like, I'm, like, getting shit done right off the rip. But, like, this morning, I, like, had to, made the bed real quick, got dressed, had to feed the cat. Oh, now I'm in the kitchen. Let me make my coffee before I do the rest of the stuff. So then it's, like, then you just, like, get on these, and, like, I would love, just because my Adderall hadn't kicked in yet, and, like, I would love to just, like, wake up and be like, all right, I have to get X, Y, and Z. So, I mean, if they figure out a way to, like, make that happen, actually, that'd be sick. I don't think it's going to happen. It's probably going to be, like, Elon Musk's, like, brain chip or some shit, rewiring your brain to, like, pay taxes and hate black people or something. But, like, it's quite odd, because, like, what they're doing is they're trying to go into people's private medical records and get a list of all the autistic people in the country, so they can, like, track, like, diagnoses and, like, what, like, the side effects of things are, or, like, how they're showing, like, they're trying, whatever. So they're, like, making a registry of all the autistic people, and, like, my thing is, like, who's making the list? Like, you're gonna have to, like, you have to hire an autistic person to make the list. Like, that's a lot of data that you gotta get straightened out in a good way, and, like, AI's not gonna beat an autistic brain at this point. But, like, I don't think that that's good. Like, I understand. I think that, like, autism rates are higher because we can see it earlier and help people get treatment. So, like, obviously the number is going to go higher. It's, like, the same reason of, like, why people are like, oh, why are there so many gay people now? And it's like, well, because it's, like, more socially accepted. Like, we know that it's, like, a real thing and not a disease. Like, it was, like, seen as a disease and illegal to be gay for so long. So, of course, you're going to hide that. Same thing with, like, autism or ADHD. Like, you're going to do your best. You're just going to get, like, you think that there's, like, all of these just, like, lonely bachelors that loved playing with trains and toys. Like, you think that, like, people who wanted to be, like, fucking Santa Clauses in the winter, like, you don't think that they're autistic, or, like, there's, like, a screw loose going. Like, it's always been there. It's just, like, we know what it is now and can, like, point it out and do it and, like, help these people. Not that they need help to, like, be part of society, because it's overwhelming. Like, yesterday I was, like, making a bagel and making a coffee at the same time, and just at a certain point I just, like, froze in between, because I was like, well, fuck, I need to, like, I have two things going on, I need to do one. And, like, sometimes that's, like, good to have, like, multiple things going on. Other times you just get overstimulated, and it would be nice not to be, but, like, they're not doing that. They're doing it to, like, send you to a camp so they don't have to look at you and deal with you anywhere. And then, like, nobody's going to actually defend these people, because a lot of the people with, like, autistic kids are these fucking weird, like, masseuse moms that, like, are super into, like, holistic bullshit. All the fucking mid-level or what is it? Mid-level marketing? Multi-level marketing people are, like, super psyched that they're getting rid of food dyes. And saying that, like, sure, is it maybe not great for you? Probably not. But is that going to really fix anything? No, like, it's on candy. Like, candy's already bad for you. They're not fixing broccoli. They're fixing fucking M&Ms. Like, okay. And, like, all these MLM bitches who are, like, they've talked themselves into being Republicans because, like, they're like, oh, these shakes actually work. The FDA hasn't, like, and it's like, well, that's because they probably, like, they're filled with poisons that are making you shit yourself. That's why they work, you fucking idiot. I don't know. And they're all hyped on it. And, like, those same people are the ones with, like, the super autistic kids. Always. It's always them. And, like, then they're just going to be like, yeah, whatever, Trump's going to help them, RFK Jr.'s going to help them, and, like, they're going to disappear their children, and then they're just going to be like, yeah, whatever, it was a necessity, now I can, like, have a real child. It's going to be, like, the next thing, like, a real, like, because they're going to start paying people for having babies. They're going to pay women, like, I think $10,000 as, like, some sort of baby stimulus check, which, like, huh? We don't have money for, like, fucking like housing the people who live in the tents outside of my fucking apartment. We don't have money to like fucking send people. We don't have money for healthcare, but we can like bribe women to have children. Sure, the birth rates are down, but like it's because nobody can fucking nobody can afford anything. And like now they're going to like go after student loan payments that are in default. And like, sure, are mine in default? Yes. I haven't paid my student loans in like a decade. I'm not going to. Like, garnish all my wages. Like, garnish them all you want. Like, I don't give a fuck. I get paid in mostly cash. Garnish my fucking taxes. I don't care. Hopefully I'll be making enough money where I have to pay. Like, it doesn't make sense that, like, they're tanking the economy, making inflation go higher, making the dollar go less far, and incentivizing people to have children at the same time, while also getting, like, firing a bunch of people, while also making it harder to get healthcare, while also trying to round up fucking neurodivergent people, while also, like, going after, just cancel the student loans and give us some money. Like, we don't want to pay them. We're not going to pay them. The best thing that ever happened for Donald Trump is when he was just sending people stimulus checks. Like, that was the most happy anybody was with Donald. Like, send us stimulus checks. Give me $5,000, and I will, like, shut up for maybe a week. maybe. Probably not, but, like, it's madness. All of your billionaire fucking friends that you're, like, helping them fucking pump and dump stocks right now and, like, getting more fucking wealth in their hands, and then you're just like, okay, now we'll give people 10,000, because, like, they're gonna run out of people to work in these fucking factories. Like, we need more people to fill the void when you're, like, getting rid of all the brown people. It makes zero sense. And, like, And then we're protesting on fucking Saturdays and making sure the cops have more money. And then, like, it's going to be the somebody pointed it out, and it's, like, the same people who are, like, welfare queens are a thing where they're having more kids to get more welfare money are, like, the same people who are, like, if you have children, we'll give you $10,000. Like, what do you think's going to happen? And, like, they don't care. They just need more bodies to, like, make money off of, to put them in prisons, or, like, more bodies to, like, work child labor at McDonald's. Like, they need those. And they don't really give a fuck about, like, the actual reason why you need more bodies is to have a tax base to make sure that your fucking country is run correctly. But when you're dumping all this money into fucking, like, I think $1 trillion or some crazy shit went to the military. Like, why are we doing that? You want your fucking student loan money, there it is. Take, like, some of that trillion. Not even, like, all. Nobody's even saying all of it. Like, a percent of that could pay off student loans, and then a percent of that could, like, pay everybody to have fucking healthcare. Like, it doesn't make sense. And what we're supposed to do is, like, get together on Saturdays and, like, make fucking really good signs. They had to have been transitioning from female to male, or male to female. I forget which one it is. Or I could, like, you can't really tell. Who cares? And it was like, I'll always be more man than Donald J. Trump is, and which is, like, very funny, and, like, a very good sign. Like, that's witty. That's fun. I enjoyed that. But, like, that's not stopping them from, like, continuing to do this. Fucking, like, throwing a Molotov cocktail into their car. That'll help. Like, you know, like, we can't just keep doing this and whatever. I'm happy. Life is actually pretty good. It's springtime in fucking Chicago. Just, like, the world's falling apart. And it makes no sense that, like, I can't be the only one who sees that, like, we're wasting our time with, like, this dumbbell. And, like, when's it okay for me to go out there and start, like, setting things on? Like, when's it okay? When is it morally okay? Because, like, I don't want to, like, cause harm to my other citizens. That's not what we want to do. The war's not with them. It's with our representatives and the fucking oligarchs that are running this country. And, like, when is it okay to morally start breaking laws and go to jail and, like, fuck up the shit all around me and, like, my career and stuff? Like, when is it, like, when am I supposed to do that? Because, like, yeah, I can go hold the sign, and I'm, like, talking shit at mics, and I'm talking shit on shows, and if he starts cracking down on free speech, like, this is going to get me fucked. Like, I'm using my platform, but, like, that's not enough. Like, when am I allowed to just, like, start mailing white powders, you know? Like, when are you allowed to start doing that? I don't want it to be, like, anthrax or anything, but, like, just send, like, a bag of sugar to the White House. See what happens. I don't know. But life rules. It's worth doing. It's worth fighting for. Like I told the fucking psycho Trump lady in Duluth, she's like, life sucks. And I was like, okay, then go kill yourself. And she was like, well, no, I don't want to do that. And it's like, okay, then life must not be that bad. It's much better than the alternative. Like, life rules. Like, as long as you're still alive, you're still in the game. And make it better. Like, that's... I saw it was like a reason not to kill yourself thing. Obviously, don't kill yourself if you don't want to, I guess. Or, like, it's whatever. If you want to, I'm not going to be the one to talk you out of it. You've probably thought it through more than anybody else. but, like, it always gets better. Like, if you're still in the game, you have a chance to get it better. The only time that you ever run out of time is when you die. Like, there's always going to be more time until you die. And, like, if you're not dead yet, then it's not right yet, and it's not good, and you still have a chance to make it good. And it's tough. It sucks. It's the world's very hard right now, but you can fucking do it. I don't know. Like, there's a reason we're here in this time. Like, I was talking to the host about it. Like, in my life, we had fucking Iraq War One. Fucking 9/11, 08/09 collapse, fucking Donald Trump won, fucking, like, we are, like, kind of numb to this by now, and I don't know, I feel like we've been trained for this moment. Like, it'd be very easy to get over, like, we should be in a corner, bawling our eyes out, but, like, we're here, we're still going to work, which is nonsense. Like, absolutely stop doing that until the world's better, but, like, we're still, like, for the most part, operating in a good way. And it's the safest time in history. Like, all the stats say it. Like, sure, it doesn't seem like it. But, like, the fact that we have the ability to be like, hey, these fucks are trying to do... Like, that means that, like, we still have a shot. And I don't know. It's like, when is it okay to pull the cord? And, like, the cord should have already been pulled. But, like, we're still in it. We're ready for it. And if we can't do it, who's going to do it, you know? It's got to be us. And we can do it. You can do it. RayRobertsComedy.com. At Ray Roberts Comedy on everything. If you want to send me money, that'd be great. Rent's due in a week, and it's getting close to not working out. So send me money. That'd be great. Buy some dumb t-shirts online. I'm going to be coming out with new merch soon. I have what it is. I just need to get funds together to purchase it. It turns out if you want to sell cool merch, it costs a little bit of extra money. So we're doing that. But other than that, just remember, I love you. It's all worth it. And if you're alive, you're still in the game. Keep it going. We got this. All right. Bye.